Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Today's Monday, so today's the day in our weekly rhythm where we look at a new idea. We have a rhythm to this. Tuesday, then, we'll look at that idea in the Bible. Wednesday, we'll see how that changes us. Thursday, we'll try to put it into practice. Friday, we'll take time to reflect and pray before a day of rest on Saturday and a day for community on Sunday. Community is really important to Redeem the Commute, because you might be starting out, checking this out alone, but we don't want it to stay that way. We always encourage people to share what they're learning with somebody else. Maybe it's somebody from the train or bus, somebody from home or from work, just somebody in your life who might find these challenges interesting as well. Share it with them. Whenever you're together, discuss what you've been watching in the videos, even if you watch them apart. We're looking this week at the questions of priorities that are so important in our lives. Every week, Redeem the Commute has coffee hours. We meet at Chapters in Ajax at the Starbucks there. And it's an opportunity, if you have questions, to come and meet me and discuss. But the last couple weeks have been really quiet with the playoffs. There was a Monday night where hardly anybody was in Starbucks, and I realized it was because there was the Leafs game going on right then at the same time. And just about the only other people in the coffee shop were a couple who just met on a blind date. They introduced themselves and they sat down and they started talking about what was important to them. I remember discussing questions like that with people. People would say, "What are your priorities?" Because it was a great way to learn about somebody. But I used to kind of joke that Christians were supposed to answer in a certain way. It was just kind of this known fact that if you were a Christian, you were supposed to say, "Oh, my number one priority is God. Oh, and then it's family, and then it's my friends, and then it's my work." You're supposed to make sure that the material things were at the bottom of that list and God was at the top. But I don't know how much people really believed that, because it's awfully hard to put into practice. It's hard to list your priorities in life in sequential order, to say that there absolutely has to be a number one, a number two, a number three, a number four, because you start to have these games where you think, well, what takes priority today, my kids or my work? Sometimes I need my work to pay for things my kids need, but my kids are important and I never want work to be more important than them. When does God trump physical fitness, for example? So Sunday mornings, am I supposed to go to church or am I supposed to make sure my kids are healthy by going to hockey? Can leave us feeling very, very disjointed that every day we're making a different decision about something. One day this wins, another day that wins. That's not really what Jesus wants for us, that kind of disconnected, disjointed lifestyle of competing priorities. Rather, Jesus wants us to have one priority that informs and challenges and transforms all the others. But first of all, I want you to spend some time just looking at your priorities. We asked some people on the street what their priorities were.
Surviving.
Because
I've had a couple of bouts of skin cancer, and you kind of have it in the back of your head all the time. So that'd be one of them anyway. And priorities, family, you know. My daughter coming over from Ireland to see us and stuff like that.
Great.
That'd be nice.
I guess my family being happy and health. Having good health.
My two kids, I guess. That'd be the top two because there's two of them.
My kids and my health.
Well, spend it for a start. I'd probably look for a nice house somewhere. Maybe a vehicle, do a bit of traveling. Yeah, that'd be the usual stuff.
Wow, some party. And make sure my family were all sorted out and travel and spend it and enjoy it. Wouldn't want to save it, just blow it.
Probably family and friends would be looked after, and probably buy a house, maybe a new vehicle. That's probably it.
I would pay off debt, go on vacation, and donate.
So now I want you to look at your priorities, make a list, and I'm gonna make this hard on you. I want you to make a list of priorities in your life, and I want you to rank them, and you can't have any ties. There has to be a number one, a number two, a number three, a number four. You can't say anything is equal. I know it'll be hard, but we're gonna look later this week at that list. On Thursday, I'm gonna have you look at that list and work with it a little bit more realistically. Have a good time working on that challenge, and I hope you'll share it with somebody in your life. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.